Chig Okonkwo made Washington's 53 per Dean Jones' cut tracker at Riggo's Rag, which has the tight end room surviving four deep: Okonkwo, John Bates, Ben Sinnott, and Colson Yankoff, while the three tight ends cut, Lawrence Kager, Trey McKitty, and Quentin Moore, were on the release list the team announced Sunday, per Zach Selby at the team site. That accounting comes from a beat tracker rather than a club roster announcement, but it is corroborated from both directions, and Okonkwo appears on no release or injured list anywhere. The week's other finding is a silence. Last week's episode was built on one Wednesday of practice evidence, Selby charting Okonkwo as Jaden Daniels' most frequent connection, including a touchdown, and it asked for a second data point, the joint practice in Baltimore, then the finale if the starters played. Neither arrived. The only accessible recap of Wednesday's joint practice never mentions Okonkwo, and he did not play Friday. Washington named him on the 41-player list it declared out of the finale, per the team's announcement, so the conditional never triggered. The practice target trend that started this file ends camp as a single observation, which is exactly the weight last week's episode said to give it. Back in June, our preview leaned skeptical on Okonkwo. 79 targets in 17 games for Tennessee last season, under 5 a game, and target rate is about the stickiest thing a tight end carries from one year to the next. And camp closes with one practice pointing the other way and nothing more. One room note cuts against the optimistic read: Bates, Sinnott, and Yankoff all survived too. So the theory that the passing downs fall to Okonkwo by default has more bodies in front of it than it looked a week ago. September target volume was always the number that matters here. It is now the next number there is. We'll take that reading when it exists. Data via NFL Verse.